Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Finally on the program tonight, markets and company news. I'm joined from Just One Lap by Simon Brown. Simon, good evening to you and welcome. The JSE really in a sea of proverbial red today, down at around 85,631 points. That's closing in on 4% down. Who's being punished the most?
Hey, evening, Jeremy. It is across the board, but it is particularly, we're seeing it across the banks being especially hard hit. Capitec, Discovery, two of the big fallers. Sasol under massive pressure at the same time. But it is a sea of red, and it is certainly banks who seem to be taking the most. In truth, banks have had a fairly good run. We've seen some of the clothing retailers who sort of been under pressure since late last year. They're down, not as much. It is sort of the ones that have had the better run so far this year that are under the most pressure.
Simon, explain to our listeners tonight why banks particularly would be in the crosshairs.
I think, I mean, the concerns here, and we don't know how this plays out. And of course, there's a local story with VAT and the Government of National Unity, and then Trump's tariffs from last night. The worst case scenario here, I mean, you know, are we talking recession? Are we talking depression? The last large set of tariffs in, 1930 in the U.S. to Smoot-Hawley, we know what happened the next decade where there was depression across the U.S. And therefore, banks who obviously they need economic activity to lend and make money. And then the flip side is they need to get that money back. So I think concerns that lending might decrease and that impairments, bad loans, might be moving higher.
Simon, these jitters that we're talking about, how much of it is also to do with the acrimonious budget vote yesterday and the GNU still, as we have this conversation, teetering on the brink?
We don't know, but there is one indicator for it, and that is the US dollar is weak across the market, all currencies, majors, emerging markets, the dollar is weak. The dollar index, the DXY, has fallen from 104 to 102. Small number, but it's a big move for that index. Yet our rand is weaker where we were this time yesterday. This time yesterday, we were at a lunchtime, we were maybe 18.40 or so. Our rand did weaken out to over 19. It has pulled back. But that does tell us that there's, if we hadn't had the budget vote and the teetering Government of National Unity issues locally, our rand would probably be sub 18. So there certainly is some of it is local.
And what about the bond market?
Bond market also weakening. We've seen quite fairly big moves there. Five-year bond weakening out about 0.35%. Again, that sounds small, but for a bond market, that is a significant move. So our bonds are weaker, which means our debt or the new debt that we issue is going to be costing our government a whole lot more.
Simon, there's so much uncertainty, opaqueness, volatility. Is it too soon to say that we're in this for the long haul here, that this is the start maybe of a long-term bear market?
We just don't know. I mean, I referenced the Smoot-Hawley tariffs of almost 100 years ago, a moment back. What we have seen with President Trump, if you remember in his first week in office, he immediately said there was going to be tariffs on Mexico and Canada. He quickly rolled that back. He certainly has, on a number of occasions, rolled back tariffs, some more targeted, some less so. Does he stick to his guns on this? We just don't know. My one sense is that he probably won't, because he's going to see the bloodbath. He's going to see stocks getting slaughtered. The S&P 500 has to be one of the metrics that he sort of looks at to see how the world thinks he's doing. So he might start to pull some of it back, claim some victories in places. But I think it's the uncertainty and the unprecedentedness of it. We just don't know at this point. My sense is we'll probably see a loosening of tariffs in a number of places, but that a majority, a significant clout of them, will stay, in which case the recession, I think, is a very real possibility.
And as far as South Africa's auto industry is concerned, also hit hard, and that entire supply chain now is facing heightened risk.
Yeah, I mean, there was also the auto tariffs of 25%, aside from the sort of broad tariffs across different nations. And that is going to, I mean, absolutely. The problem is that we've got those supply chains. There's not much we can do about the production cost. But demand in America is going to disappear. A motor car, which they could have purchased a week ago, is now going to cost 25% more. That means simply there will be less sales of those vehicles. So what I think we're going to see is probably production cutbacks down in the Eastern Cape, and as well as Roslyn up in Pretoria around that. And it's the second order effects which are going to hurt the American consumer. It's not just that the car is 25% more. So you say, well, I won't buy it. But the replacement value and the parts for that car are now more expensive. So, for example, the insurance on the vehicle goes up, which adds pain to the consumer.
Simon, I'm looking for a little bit of irony here, and maybe it doesn't exist, but if I look at the top five performing sectors today, I see that tobacco is up by just over 1.6%, beverages up by 1.3%, in fact, AB InBev up by 1.32%. Has everyone just given up and gone to the pub?
Jeremy, I think that's an excellent idea, and we'll come back next year. You know what I think it is in part as well? I mean, let's take beverages. They don't much move across borders. They're too heavy. They're too expensive for a cheap product to move. So they're mostly internal. And I think that, you know, that's sort of what the market is playing on. If you are a smoker, you're fairly price agnostic towards it. So I think the market is trying to find some of those glimmers of hope.
Is there a sector that is going to show a little more medium to long-term resilience then, apart from what you've just mentioned?
My gut says that we go back to the old story of gold. And, you know, last week you asked me how high can it go? And I don't know. But, you know, gold is your uncertainty hedge. Gold is your recession hedge. Gold is your inflation hedge. And therefore, it fits all of those three. Now, in the immediate process, and I remember seeing this in the sell-off in March 2020 with the pandemic, pretty much all assets are being sold because investors want liquidity. They want to turn things into cash. Easiest way to do that is to sell listed and assets that trade easily like gold. But I think if this goes on and is protracted and lasts months and perhaps even years and perhaps even all the way through to the end of Trump's term, I think gold is really going to get a lot more upside out of it.
Simon, there is the S&P Global Purchasing Managers Index, which is the Global SA Purchasing Managers Index. And this is also disturbing, saying that South Africa's private sector ending the first quarter of this year on a weaker footing, business conditions are deteriorating. Then there was also a note, and I'm just trying to find it, from a senior ABSA representative who says the deal making in South Africa has virtually ground to a halt. Put those two things together, and again, that gives us a little cause for optimism.
Absolutely. And I think the PMI being under pressure, we had the budget, well, we didn't have the budget back in February. Then we had the revised budget. We're still getting the VAT increase. That creates uncertainty and difficulties for companies to plan, to, you know, order product, to decide what they're going to do. Are we going to build a new factory? Where are we going to build it, etc.? So that adds, you know, a significant complexity to them. Add in the potential threat of tariffs, which has now arrived, and let's assume it stays for a while, it makes it more difficult. We also had some bouts of load shedding. Not a lot, but we really thought load shedding was gone. We had hoped to celebrate a year of no load shedding last week. We didn't quite get there. So there is uncertainty and I don't want to say fear, but just that uncertainty. And it's a word, you know, in the pandemic, everything was unprecedented and we overused the word, but it fitted. Now that word is uncertainty.
So, Simon, we're off air in just a moment. I guess I'll see you at the pub, right?
Absolutely.
Simon Brown from Just One Lap. We'll talk to you again next week. Always appreciate your insight and your analysis.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.